Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, January Eve. You'll be interested to know, 106 years ago, today, in 1918, United States President Woodrow Wilson announced his 14 points, an outline for peace following World War I. This proposal aimed to address the causes of the conflict and establish a framework for lasting international cooperation, reflecting Wilson's vision for a new world order based on principles of self-determination and diplomacy. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and feels like 10 degrees with 22 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:29, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:12. It looks like we're in for a sunny Wednesday, with temperatures reaching around 26, and a breezy west wind blowing at 14 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 33. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 16 and a light breeze. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be at noon with the high tide at 6. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 42 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Thursday with a high near 30 and a brisk northwest wind. Friday brings sunny weather with a high near 38. A chance of snow arrives Saturday with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 35. Nights will be chilly with lows around 24 and winds continuing from the northwest. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Mornings send you. In local news, believe it or not, Boston's traffic issues have improved, according to a new study. A 2024 Global Traffic Scorecard reveals that Boston drivers spent an average of 79 hours in traffic last year, a 10% decrease from 88 hours in 2023. However, this still ranks Boston as the fourth worst city in the United States for traffic congestion, behind New York City, Chicago, and Los Angeles, and 12th worst globally. City officials are exploring solutions, including using artificial intelligence to optimize traffic signals. Meanwhile, New York City is implementing congestion pricing, an idea also considered for Boston. Now on to sports. In the world of NFL head coaching opportunities, desirability varies greatly. Recently, the Las Vegas Raiders job has been added to the mix after the team fired head coach Antonio Pierce. Ranking the openings, the New Orleans Saints come in last due to a challenging salary cap situation, while the Raiders, with their high draft pick and substantial cap space, rank fifth. The New York Jets, struggling with their roster and front office issues, sit fourth. The Jacksonville Jaguars possess talent but face management hurdles, landing them third. The New England Patriots, with significant cap space and a top draft pick, are second. Lastly, the Chicago Bears hold the most appealing opportunity, presenting a chance to develop promising quarterback Caleb Williams, alongside ample cap space and a solid defense. In baseball news, right-hander Justin Verlander has agreed to a one-year contract worth $15 million with the San Francisco Giants. At age 42, Verlander continues his career in one of baseball's most pitcher-friendly stadiums. The three-time Cy Young Award winner is entering his 20th major league season after facing shoulder and neck injuries that limited him to 17 starts last year. With a career record of 262 wins and 147 losses, Verlander adds experience to a Giants rotation seeking improvement after an 80-82 season. In local sports, last night, the Celtics beat the Nuggets 118-106 at Denver's Ball Arena. Jason Tatum racked up 29 points, while Kristaps Porzingis added a solid 25. The Celtics showcased impressive teamwork, outpacing Denver with a 50% field goal rate. Russell Westbrook led the Nuggets with 24 points. Last night, the Edmonton Oilers dominated the Bruins 4-0 in Beantown. Adam Henrique shined with 2 goals, while Connor McDavid added a power play score. Despite their best efforts, the Bees couldn't break through Stuart Skinner's strong goaltending. The Bruins' record stands at 20-18-5. Tomorrow night, the Bruins clash with the Lightning in Tampa. In top news, recent research suggests that increasing vitamin D intake could reduce dementia risk by 40%. This study, published in the Journal of Alzheimer's and Dementia Diagnosis, analyzed nearly 12,000 older adults. Participants who took vitamin D supplements had a 15% higher 5-year survival rate. Women benefited more, with a 49% lower risk compared to those who did not take the supplement. Vitamin D may aid in clearing beta amyloid, a protein linked to Alzheimer's disease. Experts recommend adults get 600 international units daily for optimal health. In business news, MicroStrategy Incorporated announced plans to issue $2 billion in preferred stock to fund additional Bitcoin purchases. The software company, which has consistently raised capital for Bitcoin, intends to conduct the sale in the first quarter through public underwritten offerings. This initiative is part of a broader strategy to issue a total of $21 billion in equity and fixed income instruments over the next 3 years. As of January 5th, the company owns approximately 447,000 Bitcoin, acquired at an average price of about $62,000 per coin. Meanwhile, their stock surged on the news. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is now just over 96,000. Ethereum is just under 3,400. And Goetzius Maximus is down to 43 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The United States Justice Department has filed an antitrust lawsuit against 6 of the nation's largest landlords, accusing them of participating in algorithmic pricing schemes that harmed renters. The landlords include Greystar, LiveCore, Camden, Cushman, Willowbridge, and Cortland, which collectively manage over 1.3 million rental units across 43 states. Cortland has agreed to a settlement requiring it to stop using competitors' sensitive data and cooperate fully with ongoing investigations. The lawsuit alleges that these landlords coordinated to set rents using each other's competitively sensitive information through pricing algorithms. And in entertainment news, Richard Siklos is exiting United Talent Agency as a partner and chief communications officer. In a memo to staff, UTA's CEO, Jeremy Zimmer, announced Sickla's departure, stating, "Over nearly 3 years, Richard has reimagined how we tell the UTA story globally. Sickla's played a crucial role during a transformative period, leading communication strategies across acquisitions and launches. Before UTA, he was head of U.S. communications for Netflix and worked at Time Warner. Sickla's expressed gratitude for his time at UTA and praised the dedication of its partners. A successor announcement will follow soon. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American general, George S. Patton. And he said, "Accept the challenges so that you can feel the exhilaration of victory." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.